The Rockies squaring off with the Mets. It's the highly anticipated debut of Mets shortstop Ahmed Rosario. Pick up the action in this one. 2-0, the Mets in front in the sixth. Two men on for Nolan Arenado facing Steven Matz.
Swing a high fly ball right center field. Hit well to the track near the wall. This ball's gone. And just like that, the Rockies flip the script. It is 3-2 Colorado.
Pitch. High fly, shallow center. Blackman will trot in. We'll see if Reyes tags from third. Blackman under it, makes the catch. Here comes Reyes. Blackman double clutches and then drops the ball as he tried to throw it in. Reyes scores, diving across home plate. It's a sac fly for Cabrera, and this game's tied at three.
That was bizarre and horrible for Charlie Blackman. First he double clutched, and that allowed Reyes, the motor, to even try it to come in. And then he spiked it like he was Rob Gronkowski after a touchdown. I have no idea what that was all about. He lined it up. He had it. He went to get it out of his glove, fumbled it once, twice, and then almost embedded it in the ground right by his left spike. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a high drive center field. Back goes Blackman at the track, near the wall, leaping. Got it! Charlie Blackman peels it off the wall. 415 feet away. The same guy who spiked a throw earlier, allowing the Mets to get a run, makes a dazzling leaping play at the wall in center. Didn't take a home run away. It was a foot short, but he took a double or a triple away. And now the Rockies with a chance to win. Blackman runs. The pitch hit on the ground to short. Rosario kicks it. It's in a shallow left field, and it's going to be two on, nobody out. The rookie was on his way to cover at second base, had a jam on the brakes, jumped to his right. He got a glove on it, and in fairness, he certainly wasn't going to get Blackman because he was in motion. Had he fielded that ball cleanly, I think a very good chance to get DJ LeMahieu, but it went off his glove and behind him. Robles with the 0-2. Swing, and it's looped into center field. Going to be trouble. Blackman coming around third as the ball drops. Conforto has it. Throwing home. It is too late. Wide right. Not in time. Rockies win.
The Rockies walk off on the Mets, taking it 5-4. Nolan Arenado with two hits and drives in four of the Rockies' five runs. Rosario, in his Mets debut, finishes 1-for-4. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
It all depends who they signal. They're the ones that determine it was covered. They take the pitch, location, velocity, everything into consideration, and they determine who should be covering the bag. So who was ever covering the bag was supposed to be covering the bag.
How tough, obviously, a way is that to end his pro debut? Obviously a tough play when you start breaking one.
Yeah, I mean, he had caught. One of the things I thought, what I did like about it, it'll go unnoticed, but he didn't bust hard at the bag where he's completely out of position. He took a jab step, he still had a chance to make a play, he didn't make the play. But, you know, a lot of guys take off when they see the other guys running, they leave their position too early. He did not. I liked it. Did pretty good. Hit this team in this ballpark for four innings. That doesn't happen very often. I thought he threw the ball very well. Thought he used his breaking ball effectively, his changeup. Thought he pitched inside very well. I thought he threw the ball much better.
Did you think he got a little fatigued, not just between the altitude, but you know the last three, four outings he hasn't really gone deep either?
73 pitches to start the inning. I didn't think so. If there's anybody on this team who's in condition, it'd be him. So, you'd have to ask him if he was fatigued. I didn't ask him.
It's only fourth that, but what did you think of the quality of Rosario's play appearances?
He did fine. He's a good player. You can tell by his actions on the field and made some good plays. He's going to be fine.
Terry, I know you've talked about the veterans in the clubhouse and how they'll take him under their wing, but right after the game ended, Jay Bruce made a beeline over. You saw Neil Walker talking to him. Is that important for a young player to have on a night like tonight?
Well, there's a lot of things. When you come in this market and you're a franchise all of a sudden, there's a lot of things on your plate. So to have those veterans kind of take a little bit off it, yeah, it's pretty cool. And we've got that kind of clubhouse in here where, he'll get through it fine. You shouldn't be upset about not making that play, tough play. You got to draw the line. Either you got to be in position to catch the throw from second. If you're late to second base, ball goes in the center, Charlie goes to third. So, I mean, that's a tough play in any place. And like I said, you know, I thought he handled himself great. He would be fine.
Was there any discussion of taking Mats out before Arenado's at bat?
When everybody warmed up?
Didn't see all that coming, huh?
Well, I mean, did any before? Was there any indication that he wasn't throwing, that he needed to come out? Not for me. I mean, Gonzo hit a line drive to left. There was two ground balls to short, a strikeout. I know you guys sit up there and it looks easy, but when you're sitting down there and you guys got 70 pitches and he's cruising, you know, that this is this ballpark. You know, you can go back out throwing a no-hitter in the ninth and throw three pitches and give up three bombs here, too. This is a tough place to pitch, and three runs means very little. You had a chance to do other things. Team Mass did a good job. Our bullpen did a nice job. They you know, held them down, and unfortunately, they got the last at bat, which happens in this place.
How about Bruce tonight? He didn't really seem to get a lot of attention before the deadline, but he came up with two big hits tonight.
Jay Bruce is a good player. He'll always do what he does. He comes and plays. He plays every day. He's, you know, he'll show up tomorrow and do the same things. He's not affected by it. If he got traded, he got traded. If he didn't, he comes to play on this team. People don't give him enough credit. He's a good player.
Up next, the series against the Rockies continues on Wednesday with Chris Flexen on the Hill.